Argued case this morning is Sling TV versus Unilock, 2021-16-51. Mr. Williams.
Mayor Rudmasker?
Yes, please move.
Thank you. Okay, please, the court. The PTAB here construed the claim such that it does not cover any embodiment of the patent specification, and this is not a case where that highly disfavored approach to claim construction is correct. Now, the petitioner in this case construed the claim by reference to the embodiment of the 273 patent and showed that the prior art disclosed the same approach that was taught in that embodiment. The PTAB apparently either didn't understand that argument or had a problem with it. It's difficult to tell, but we do know that it reached a final writ decision on patentability based on an incorrect, what has to be an incorrect interpretation of the claims, because, again, it would eliminate all embodiments of the patent. With that in mind, let me talk about the claim construction. So it's undisputed that the only described embodiment of feeds in the patent are RSS feeds. And we don't take the view that that's, of course, a limitation on the claims. Our point is that RSS feeds, therefore, must be within the scope of this claim, because there's no other type of feed that is disclosed in the 273 patent. And it's undisputed that the RSS feed, which is a standard, requires in the feed that there be some metadata, and in particular a title.
The board felt that you kept on changing your theories, and that the theory you were finally working on was not raised earlier.
Right, and they're clearly wrong about that. There was no change in the theory at all. Our claim construction never changed. The only thing that changed was that there was another district court that construed this claim 8 or 9 months after our petition was filed, that construed the claim, we think, incorrectly. This was not our case. It was a different district court proceeding where Sling was not a party. We think the Netflix court construction was wrong, but it having been put into the record by the patent owner with its patent response, we felt it was not only appropriate, but probably required that we address that claim construction. And we pointed out that if the PTAB were to have adopted that district court claim construction, which is not the one that we were proposing, the only change that would need to be made is that one of the two theories that we had for invalidity, so we mapped the Lee reference to the claim element, which we called element 1A. So the element involving the feeds is element 1C. 1A is a different element that requires that you download essentially content from someplace other than a feed. We said the only change to our theory is that in our petition, we mapped that element 1A to both Lee's thumbnails, so these are screen grabs from a video, or titles of the video. We said either of those things would satisfy element 1A. The only thing we did after the Netflix court construction is concede that if the construction were adopted, then titles would no longer satisfy that claim element, and so we would rely solely on the thumbnails, which is what we explicitly map in our petition. I can point you to that in our petition, appendix page 77. So in appendix page 77, you'll see here we're mapping Lee to element 1A. In the second full paragraph on that page, we say Lee discloses presentation data that represents content of a first collection of one or more presentations in the form of thumbnails and titles that represent content of the data files. We say it again on A's appendix page 78, where we talk about presentation data being thumbnails.
So you clarified your theory at the in your reply.
Our reply brief.
That's when you made the clarification.
Well, it was not a clarification. It was responding to the new Netflix construction, which we didn't. I mean, the reply was the next brief after our petition.
Because so. You started your argument with the a discussion of the RSS feed, and I think you were laying the groundwork for the clarification that you were going to make later on. But your problem is at 312, correct? Your problem right now lies in that you did not assert all the grounds in your petition.
No, I disagree. I'm not sure what you mean, Your Honor. I mean, the petition is the petition. We've never changed the arguments from our petition, other than, again, withdrawing this one aspect of the mapping.
You didn't have claim construction, am I recalling this correctly?
Well, we had in our, so we had a claim construction in the petition. It appears, let me turn to that now. We construed several terms in our petition, many of which are relevant to, I think, the question you're asking. But let me first start with the element 1C, which starts at page 72. So this is the claim element that we construed, appendix page 72, which is the storing feed data limitation. We provide a construction of it. We say storing feed data means encompassing storing data for accessing an RSS feed. And then we go on to explain this negative limitation, which admittedly the negative limitation is a bit odd because taken literally or read the way that the PTAB has read it, it does exclude all embodiments of the specification.
It's this limitation that's dispositive here.
It's the limitation that the judgment is
based on. Explain why you did not clarify in your petition that data representing content did not include the metadata.
Well, metadata is not in the claim, so that's one reason we didn't. It's not mentioned in the specification either. What we said is that what this has to mean, this negative limitation, what it has to mean is that you're complying with the RSS standard because that's the only example of this limitation that's described in the specification. There's nothing else we could have pointed to.
RSSA data can include and does not necessarily have to include metadata.
No, an RSS feed must include metadata. That is undisputed. There is no doubt that every RSS feed that complies with that standard is required to have metadata. Assuming what you mean by metadata is title information, right? Because this is how we mapped. What we'd used in the petition was title.
You couldn't find the content you were looking for if it didn't include metadata.
Can you repeat the question?
You couldn't find the content you were looking for if the feed didn't include metadata.
Without metadata, the feed is essentially meaningless, is what I think Your Honor is getting at. That's right. Because the feed needs to tell you what the data is and where to find it. That's the RSS standard. Since here's the title of the thing and here's the link where you go get the video or the podcast, whatever it is. So that is the RSS feed standard. That's what the patent requires. That's the example in the specification. Every one of those RSS feeds, according to the standard, which we explain in the petition, requires a title to be there. So if the negative limitation means that any metadata in the RSS standard takes the feed outside the claims, which is what the PTAB said, then no RSS feed is within the scope of these claims, which can't be right because the specification tells you that it must be. That's the only example they give. So that understanding of the claims has to be wrong, which is the point we made to the PTAB. That what this claim is getting at, when it says no data in that negative limitation, right? The limitation there is no data representing content. It means literally the content, the bits of the content, the video thing, the video itself, or the audio podcast itself is not actually in the feed. And instead, if you look in the feed, you see a description of that podcast and the link where you can go get it. That has to be what the claim means. That's the point you made to the PTAB. We've never changed that position. It was never changed. So the notion of metadata only came in after the patent owner response, where they pointed to something in Lee that Lee calls the metadata, which is the title.
They did point to this in the response briefs. The response briefs don't mention metadata.
The patent owner response brief to the PTAB did, yes.
It did.
Yeah. Well, they pointed to the specific sentence of Lee that said Lee has content. So there's a sentence in Lee that says the feed is the content, and patent owner said, aha, see, Lee teaches you that the feed is the content. And we responded to that argument in a reply and said, well, look at that paragraph of Lee. What it actually says is that there's metadata and there's underlying content.
So, again, the response briefs did not mention metadata.
Our reply brief?
I know your reply brief.
Yeah, their brief.
That's where I'm headed. This comes up for the first time in your reply brief. That's your problem.
Well, the notion of metadata comes up Is that what you're asking? Why that's the problem? I mean, the point, my point is, we're not, our construction doesn't use the word metadata.
Well, your problem is that Section 312 requires that a petition state the grounds of unpatentability with particularity. And you brought up a new theory in your reply brief.
Ah, okay. I see the point you're making. No, Your Honor, we disagree with that. The point we were making in the petition was a very simple one, which is, we have to interpret this negative limitation in view of the specification. I couldn't have articulated a construction that used the word metadata because that's not in the patent. I mean, if I had done that, I would have been accused of injecting limitations, extraneous limitations into the claim. So instead, what we said was, look, read the actual embodiment of this feed. That is an RSS feed. So therefore, when you find an RSS feed, as in Lee, that has audio-video content, you have found the thing that practices this claim. So it was a very simple argument. It has never once changed. The notion of metadata only came in because of the specific argument patent owner made about Lee, and we had to then go into the language of Lee and show exactly what that disclosure was. And the disclosure of Lee is just titles, which he calls metadata. Titles is the thing that is the fundamental issue with Lee that they want to point to, that the PTAB said is the problem. The PTAB says the problem with Lee is that Lee has titles in the feed, and our point has always been, yes, because it's an RSS feed, it has to have titles in the feed, just like there are titles in the feed of the embodiment of the 273 patent. So in our view, it is not a new argument, and it was not raised. There was no new argument raised or new theory raised for the first time in the reply. The only thing that, again, what the PTAB was bothered by, I think, largely, is the fact that we had to drop one of our reads of Lee on this other element 1A, and that was only because we had to deal with the possibility that the PTAB would adopt this other district court construction, which we didn't agree was correct.
So what is the abuse of discretion here?
Well, the abuse of discretion, I mean, with respect to what? I mean, the board, oh, so let's get to the other point, which I think you're asking about. If the board believed that our petition was flawed, the remedy that the board needed to adopt was to terminate the proceeding or dismiss it and say, we shouldn't have instituted at all, we made a mistake, this proceeding should not have been instituted. It didn't do that. It issued a final written decision in accordance with 318, and it did that by construing the claim. So in our view, the breach of discretion is not even relevant because we have a judgment here based on an incorrect claim construction that eliminates all the embodiments of the specification from the claim. So that, in our view, is how this case is set up. If they had tried to terminate, or if this was some sort of punitive, you know, final written decision based on its discretion, we think that's an abuse of discretion for the reasons I just articulated, because we never once changed our claim construction. We didn't change our theories midstream. All we did was withdraw one of the two mappings that were already in the petition, and we did that in response to a construction that the patent owner put into the record that we didn't have access to at the time of the petition. So that, in our view, is an abuse of discretion. Remember, 318 doesn't say that the PTAB could ignore the patentability question in the course of reaching a final written decision. If it's going to issue a final written decision under 318, the statute requires a patentability decision. Here, the board gave us a claim construction. That claim construction is quite simply wrong. Let me just point that out so it's clear what I'm talking about. So if we turn to...
We're into your rebuttal time.
Ah, yes. That's fine. If you can give me one more second, I'll give you the site to that. Yeah, the board's claim construction and its analysis are at page A24 of the record, so let me just try to move that very quickly. In response to your question, Your Honor, here's where it is. At the bottom of page 24, we get the board's conclusion. You know, we do not adopt petitioner's clarification of his claim construction position asserting the metadata not qualify. Thus, because petitioner concedes that Lee's RSS channel discloses metadata along with a link to the content, petitioner is not sufficiently shown the negative limitation. Again, in our view, this is just mischaracterizing our argument. We always argue titles are in an RSS feed. They have to be there. RSS feeds are within the scope of the claim, therefore titles are not the thing that has to be excluded by the negative limitation. It's the content itself. And I'll reserve the remaining time.
Thank you. Thank you, counsel. Mr. Cummings.
Thank you. May it please the court, I think it would be helpful to review.
Isn't this just kind of simple? Look, I mean, the patent has a feed limitation. The patent specification makes clear that an RSS feed satisfies the feed limitation. Lee discloses the use of an RSS feed. So why doesn't Lee satisfy the feed limitation of the claim under those circumstances?
Well, the problem is that the Lee discloses storing a title, and they concede that a title is data that represents the content.
Well, no, and every RSS feed discloses titles, including the RSS feed mentioned in the patent as the sole embodiment. RSS feeds include titles. That's the way they are, right?
But Turner explicitly explains how it can use an RSS feed differently and store.
Where does the patent suggest using an RSS feed without a title?
Okay. Let's turn to the appendix 43. This is column 11, lines 52 to 54.
Yeah.
So it says the feed may be accessed to acquire information regarding and or either links to or the feed content itself. The and the or there are important to understand the disclosure.
Where does that doesn't say that RSS feeds as contemplated by the patent don't have titles in them. Where does it say that?
But what it says is the feed may be accessed to acquire just the information, just the title, or the feed may be accessed to acquire the information, the title, and a link, or it can be accessed to acquire the title or the feed content itself. So it's explaining here how
it doesn't say that RSS feeds don't have titles. You have to. And as far as the contention that there was a change in the claim construction, if you look at page 762 of the record, just take a look at that, would you? This is the decision that initiated the IPR.
762, yes.
It says in the first full paragraph, for purposes of this decision, we are persuaded that a person of ordinary skill in the art would understand Lee to at least suggest using an RSS feed composed solely of a link to an RSS channel, which meets the where-in limitation under our construction. That's the same argument they're making now.
But the board realized at the hearing that this statement technologically made no sense because their misunderstanding, just as the patent owner did, because the petition was unclear, the petition had
The RSS feed satisfies the feed limitation of the patent. That's what they said in the initiation decision. That's what they understood the petitioner to be arguing. They said in the initiation decision, we agree with that. I don't understand what the change is.
Well, the board it went pages expressing its frustration about how the petition had misdirected both the board and the patent owner, and that the very crux of their argument that the data that represents content in 1A has to mean something different than the data representing content in 1B. And the board started out its decision feeling like it needed to express what happened in the proceedings because the argument in reality did change every brief that
why isn't this describing the argument they're making now?
But the board abandoned this view in the final written decision because they realized this didn't make sense technically.
What doesn't make sense about it?
Because it if the link, there's no feed data.
It says to at least suggest using an RSS feed.
But there's a difference between a feed.
The wherein limitation under our construction.
There's the claim limitation requires feed and feed data. But if you're saying that a pointer, the address of the feed, is what they're saying here on 762, then there's no feed data. But the board was.
This is not complicated. The patent says there has to be a feed. It says use an RSS feed. Lee discloses using an RSS feed. What's complicated about it?
There's nothing complicated about it, but that excludes the disclosure in Turner that says we're going to use RSS differently. Because, yeah, we can go out and we can grab...
I see where Turner says using RSS differently. That, if that's the crux of your argument, I don't see there's any support for that.
Okay, well, where I pointed the court on... column 11, 52 to 54, we think explains how it can selectively use portions of an RSS feed. And then remember that what Turner is doing is it's getting this information and it's assembling it for use in its own system. It's replacing an RSS a standard RSS reader. And so, hey, if we want, we can ignore the title and we're just going to grab the link to the content, or we're going to use the content itself. In addition, the board explicitly recognized that the specification...
Where does the specification say that an RSS feed with titles and it's not within the scope of the claims?
Again, I believe that column 11 explains how to use RSS differently, for example, without a title. It doesn't specifically mention title because an RSS feed can include other types of information in there. This is just explaining you can use bits and pieces of the RSS feed and store it within Turner. You don't have to use everything that you're going out and looking
at. Where does it say you can't use an RSS feed with a title? You talk about and or.
It says the feed.
Using it with a title.
The feed may be accessed to acquire information or links to the feed content itself.
So both.
So it doesn't have to use the title there. It can acquire...
Using a title is within the scope of the claim.
Pardon me?
Using a title is within the scope of the claim.
In 1A, yes, but in 1D, it's not storing data that is that's related to the content. But the other point was the board specifically found that this section of the specification also explicitly notes that it could be an audio feed or a video feed. It didn't have to be RSS. So
it could be.
Right, but it's not the argument that the petitioner is making that it has to cover titles because the RSS is the only embodiment that's disclosing, and that's not right.
Do you agree that an RSS feed with titles is within the scope of the claim?
No, I don't agree with that because the claim says you're storing you're storing portions, in this case, of an RSS feed, and you're not storing the title in this particular instance. You can read an RSS feed and then do what you want with it, but the claim says you're not going to store certain portions of it. So we're not going to store the title. But to get back to the board recognized that audio and video feeds are another aspect, and notably their expert didn't say, hey, I don't understand, and someone skilled in the art isn't going to understand that what an audio feed is or a video feed. So once again, RSS is not the only embodiment that's expressed here.
But it is an embodiment that is within the scope of the claims.
Pardon me?
It is an embodiment within the scope of the claims.
Audio and video feeds.
Is that RSS?
You can use an RSS feed in a way that that is different than a standard RSS feed that is within the scope of the claims. But not all RSS feeds are necessarily in the scope of the claims. But in my last few minutes, Your Honors, I want to emphasize that the board did explicitly decide this issue by exercising its discretion to preclude the petitioner from raising later raised arguments. In the appendix, in the decision on page 13, after, you know, going through pages of explaining how this proceeding rolled out and noting that the reply continued to confuse the issues, calling the petitioner's claim construction oblique and muddled, the board expressed its frustration with Sling's vague and ever shifting positions. After considering all this, the board concluded that the patent owner did not have notice and fair opportunity to respond. And quote, for this reason, we find that petitioner has not demonstrated by a preponderance of the evidence that the claims are unpatentable. So we do think that the board properly exercised its discretion in overseeing the proceedings and controlling the proceedings and excluding the petitioner's late arguments. They concede in their briefs that this claim construction difference in the data that represents content in 1A, they argue is different than the data representing content in 1D. And
is this really a case where a new theory has been advanced, or is this a situation where the theory was maintained all along but just had to be clarified at a later time? And maybe it's the board that didn't get it right and should have understood what was before it all along.
We agree with the board that everybody was confused, and it's pretty clear from the board's decision that they were wholly confused by the petition. And
they weren't confused in the first place when they initiated. They said the argument is the same thing it is now.
I guess I read the final written decision differently.
No, I'm not talking about the final written decision. I'm talking about the initiation decision. They describe the theory exactly the same way that it's being articulated now by the petitioner. There was no confusion. They say what the theory is, and it's exactly the same as it is now.
The board was very clear that they were confused. They understood the petitioner was arguing Lee's link to an RSS channel is the claimed feed, but then it became clear at the hearing that the link to the RSS channel is the feed data. Technically very different, and the board understood that, and the RSS channel is the claimed feed, not the link to the RSS channel. So the board understood that from a technology point of view, what they had said in the institution decision was just technically wrong. And they chastised Sling for not pointing out in the reply brief that the institution decision had misunderstood what they were arguing. And they even said that the reply brief continued to confuse the issue. And it really wasn't until the hearing where Sling's counsel admitted, yeah, we didn't brief this claim construction issue that's central to the case. So the case did change, and there was a brief after the hearing that we didn't get to respond to, that they raised even new arguments to. So you know, the board properly exercised its discretion and controlled the proceedings.
Thank you, counsel. Your time has expired.
Thank you.
Mr. Williams, we'll give you 2 minutes for rebuttal.
Thank you, Your Honor. Appreciate it. Let me address the first point, which is the allegation somehow that the specification uses RSS differently in some important way. That is absolutely unsupported by anything in the record. First of all, the argument that I heard being articulated based on the sentence from column 11 is that in their implementation here, the aggregator is not using the title information in the feed. And even if that's true, it's entirely irrelevant. The question is, does the feed contain the title? And the answer is yes, it must. And we know that because it says that it's an RSS feed. And it's undisputed. Our expert submitted evidence. There is no contrary evidence in the record. They've never disputed that RSS as a standard requires title to be in the feed. And of course, the RSS standard is in the appendix, so the court can see it for itself at page 725 in the appendix. The other thing we know for sure is that this patent specification uses RSS 2.0 feeds, which is the standard I just alluded to, as the embodiment that they describe. Column 11, line 15 says, embodiments of the present invention will be discussed with regard to RSS 2.0 feeds. RSS 2.0 is a standard. They're not telling you, hey, what we're doing is actually not an RSS feed. We're taking RSS 2.0 and we're changing it by eliminating titles. That's essentially the argument that they would have to make for this PTAB construction to be correct. There's no evidence of that in the record. All we have is them saying, hey, we're intending to use RSS 2.0 feeds. We have Lee that teaches the exact same use of RSS 2.0 feeds. That has been our argument from the inception of this case. If the board had simply disregarded everything else and decided the case on the petition, which I would be fine with, we would clearly win, and we should clearly win. So nothing has changed during the PTAB proceeding that takes away from the fact that we have a very simple disclosure. We have the identical disclosure in the prior art. If these claims cover anything in this patent, which this court's law tells us is the inference we should be drawing, and you need some very strong evidence to conclude that actually the patent claims nothing in the specification, which is the argument that would have to be made here to affirm, you're left with the conclusion, one thing. This claim covers exactly what is in Lee, which is what we've said from the beginning of this proceeding, and so therefore we encourage the court to overrule the board, reverse its decision, and invalidate these claims.
Thank you, counsel. The case will be taken under submission.
Thank you.
All rise.